Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Couple things we can highlight here. I think this from Trent McDuffie was pretty wild. So McDuffie gets his first interception in his career. Then he's asked by Evan Washburn from CBS and postgame how this that interception came together. Listen to this.
First NFL interception. Was it worth the wait?
Man, it was. You know, couldn't have had it any better. I ain't gonna lie. During the play, I was running. Saw the receiver eyes look. Didn't think the ball was coming. And I flashed and saw the scoreboard. Saw J-Mo throw it up and just turned around and was lucky enough to catch the ball.
He saw the Jumbotron to know Jameis was throwing the football. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's how he was able to get his first career interception.
I mean, kind of fitting for Jameis. I mean, things are moving so slow for Jameis's reads that he has time to be looking at the Jumbotron to get the interception. Honestly, kudos. I'm not even mad at him. That's an incredible way to get your first interception. Peeking at the Jumbotron and be like, well, I see him heaving it, and that's on my side of the field. Time to drift over. And look, he said the corner of his eye, so it's all still moving kind of quick. But that also probably just speaks to the processing power of an athlete's brain. Go that he's got time to be checking out the jumbo, trying to be like, ooh, Jameis throwing it over there. Time to run. Good for Trent McDuffie, though. I'm really happy he got his first interception. You could see how happy he was to get it. And the team was for him to get it. Mitch Holtis on his game-winning call. Or not game-winning call.
Yeah.
On that game call and how excited he was for Trent McDuffie. So it was kind of incredible. I thought one of the best moments of the weekend was at the Heisman Trophy thing. No, Travis Hunter did give a really, really, really nice acceptance speech. But what stood out about it was his admission in the middle of this to rapper Lil Wayne, who...
Wayne, you don't know how you came into our life, man. My fiance love you. I ain't learned none. I didn't know none of your songs until she... Until she let me know, because I don't listen to music. She let me know. She told me, you got to listen to this. If you don't listen to music, listen to Wayne. And from that day on, that's all I listen to, pregame music. That's the song. Those are the songs I listen to. When I get in that TRX and I blast that music, I'm listening to Wayne. It's crazy. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, hot. That's my song. I'm telling you, man, that drink's crazy. I respect you for coming out here, coming to support me, man.
He hadn't heard of Lil Wayne till like a few months ago?
That's insane. How is that possible? Truly. Like, he's never been at a football practice. They were playing Lil Wayne. He's never been at like a party. I know he says he doesn't party. Like, that's wild.
He said he didn't listen to music either, which is...
Okay, I'll just be honest. That is concerning behavior, Carl. I think you might be a psychopath. You're like, I don't listen to music at all? That is a concerning thing for somebody to say, in my opinion.
I was stunned by it. I was definitely stunned.
I don't know.
Like, even you, Gold, when you're like, I don't know the name of artist for this or whatever. Like, I kind of know the song. Yeah. You know Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm. It's not I've heard the songs. I'm not always good about the right artist with what song. But yeah.
That's a wild admission from him. Kudos, I guess, for making a part of that. That was a really good acceptance speech by him.
Shout out to his fiance for putting him on to Lil Wayne.
Yeah. That's right. You're marrying the right woman. Somebody who's not going to let you miss out on, everything somebody knows culturally.
Icon.
Yeah.
Then you had Sunday pregame. If you were watching at all the CBS coverage, so they made Lions Bills obviously out to be a huge game. And Jim Nance and the whole CBS crew were on site for Lions and Bills. And this was right before the Chiefs game actually started. Listen to Jim Nance. I think he was just playing up to the crowd.
This game, I think, is going to be played back again on February 9th.
Ooh.
I do.
Ooh.
And for today, there's a lot on the line for both sides. But I think they're playing for the right to be the next crowned America's team.
Now, I don't know if Jim Nance was just playing up. Now, I think he's correct that if the Lions are in a Super Bowl, there's no doubt in my mind everybody will be rooting for them other than the opposing fan base. Like, they will be in that view, sure. But how we when we say America's team, nobody means it that for one particular Super Bowl, everybody's rooting for you over your opponent. We mean it as you've had success for multiple years. You have the most jersey sales. You have the highest TV ratings, all of this kind of stuff. That's not what, like, that's not what America, the Cowboys were winning a bunch of games. They were the most popular jerseys sold, all of this. Not just that, like, oh, you're the underdog and people want you to win the one game.
You got
to
win something to be America's team. The Lions have zero Super Bowl titles in their history.
Look, I don't doubt that if the Chiefs play the Bills, same thing. If the Chiefs play the Bills in the AFC title game, everybody outside of Kansas City will obviously be rooting for Buffalo. It doesn't mean Buffalo's like America's team.
Who is, by the way? Because I don't think it was
ever. I know it's the Chiefs. I don't think it's very clear. Their ratings are number one, and they've had the titles to back it up.
I guess, but I never felt like the Patriots were ever America's team, right? Like, I don't feel like they ever got that. Like, it never felt that way. It felt like everyone was against them. There was at least a stretch of time when it felt like everybody was kind of rooting for the Chiefs and rooting for Patrick Mahomes. I think Patrick Mahomes is inherently more likable than Tom Brady, who is one of the least likable players, I think, in a lot of people's thing, you know, like a lot of outsiders' cases. But, like, I don't know. We'll see. Like, you're probably right. If it was the Chiefs then, I feel like it, or if it is the Chiefs now, it feels like kind of to be the Patriots then at some point. I just never felt that way when I was watching him. Maybe it's the outsider looking at. Also, Nance would shut up about it. He was convinced that this was the preview of the Super Bowl matchup. Yeah. When it's 42-44, you wish. The NFL execs wish it was 42-44. I got bad news for you. It'll end up being Chiefs, Packers, and the score will be 17-14 final. Congrats.
Ugh. Super Bowl's on Fox this year. Tom Brady.
He's gotten a little better.
Work hard. He has gotten better as the season has gone on. He hasn't done many Chiefs games. He's just done the one?
I think maybe just the one.
The 49ers one? Is that it?
I don't know. You had pointed out the thing about the Chiefs schedule, and it still feels unfair that the only two teams who are vying for the number one seed in the NFL playoffs this year, one of them is playing noon on Sunday, 3:25 on Sunday, noon on Sunday, and the other one is playing this Saturday, Christmas Day, and then 10 days later on a Sunday at a time we don't even know.
True.
So, like,
true.
You're like, well, that seems unequal. And one of those teams had a bye week 2 weeks ago, and the other one had it like Halloween.
Week six.
So it just feels like like NFL schedule makers not doing the Chiefs any favors this year. That's all.
So you can't cheat and be America's team. That's why it's not the Pats.
That's a good point. Actually, I don't know, man. Doesn't that make you even more American in a lot of ways? Like, couldn't we make the argument that in a lot of ways we're even more American by cheating? Like, let's just, come on.
Are you saying cheating is the American way? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and capitalism. But like those
they
two
have
things.
Red, white, and blue colors. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, the Patriots.
Yeah, they're named the Patriots. I mean, I don't know.
Cowboys also feel American.
Yeah, for sure.